Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Stacey Keach, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
You mentioned in The Lucky Southern Star that there's talk about maybe doing an update of Creature from the Black Lagoon. I'm of two minds of that. On the one hand, I believe that any story can be redone. It just depends on execution. But when you've got something like that, which is a classic, okay, you can make it louder. You can always improve on the special effects, but you cannot recreate charm. And there's a charm to that film that I think you just is best left. Some things are best left alone.
Well, I feel the same way. I thank you for the word charm. Yeah. You know that it does have a charm, this picture, and also that we have an empathy for the creature. You know, it's not just a horrible thing that we have. We feel for the creature, and I think that's a lovely touch to the whole picture.
Well, it harkens back to that era where horror movies, they left a lot to the moviegoer's imagination. I mean, they didn't, you know, they hinted at things.
Yes.
They weren't as graphic as they have been over the last, and just because you can show gore doesn't mean you should. I mean, sometimes just the sense that something freaky is coming around the corner is much more effective.
Absolutely, absolutely. And gore was very overdone for quite a while. And no, I agree with that. Because I think the suspense and also the wonderful touch that that people feel for the creature, you know, that they feel for this being, you know. After all, we invaded his territory.
Yeah.
And he didn't come out of the water and go seeking to kill people and so on. No.
No, it's a very human emotion for an amphibian.
Yes. Absolutely. What are these odd-looking creatures doing here, you know?
Yeah. Right. I mean, and again, it harkens back to classics like Frankenstein, people don't always give Karloff his due as an actor because it's very difficult to convey sympathy and emotion when you've got all that stuff.
That's
on.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, when I was a kid, I loved the Frankenstein movie. I loved it. I was scared. Sometimes I remember, I think I got down and would look between the seats when I got scared.
Yeah.
So I only saw a little bit of it, but I loved it. And we love to be scared in movies, really.
Well, we love to be scared in movies, and again, you capture not only what it was like to make the film, but just why viewers continue to discover the film today, that being The Creature from the Black Lagoon, which is one of the stories in The Lucky Southern Star, Reflections from the Black Lagoon, the life and career of Julie Adams. It is a remarkable story, and as I say, if you love film and television history, not only stories about some of the classic movies like Creature from the Black Lagoon, but a lot of shows, television shows in particular, that for one reason or another either aren't in circulation or just aren't talked about. And again, you worked on virtually every major show that was on the air in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And so a lot of great stories about film and television. Another thing that that just comes across in your book, Julie, is Mitch was talking about just the various people that go to fan conventions. And there's a wonderful sense of community at these places. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do for a living or what your backstory is. you have something in common, whether it's a love of Creature from the Black Lagoon or just monster movies in general, and you embrace that. I mean, because it is the people who go to conventions, they keep not only memories of this film alive, but I mean, you get it.
Well, that's the way I feel, really. Yeah. And also, I was in their shoes as well. Yeah. I mean, I have been there.
Yeah.
And I had that thrill of meeting people that I saw on the screen and working with them and so on. And I don't know. I think we're in show business, we're all in it together.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are working there and the people who come and see it. And it's, we're all one in a way. I really feel that way.
Well, it really is a community. It really
yes,
is a community.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's just that sense of, I think we mentioned this in our first segment. You're very grounded. You never forgot the little girl who discovered these big stars as you're a kid. So it's just great. You can now purchase T-shirts, mugs, caps, hoodies, wall clocks, and other gifts with the TV Confidential logo from the official TV Confidential merchandise shop. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com/merchandise or cafepress.com/TV Confidential, cafepress.com/TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.